I am here in studio with Peter Morin, town administrator from the town of Norwell. Thanks so much for joining us today. And you've been a regular guest on us for over the past, 7 years?
7.5 years, yes.
Giving us some great previews about what's happening. Now, first I want to say, rumor has it that you're retiring from the position.
I am. Thursday's going to be my last day as town administrator. It's been a great time here, but I qualify for my pension, and I was told by the Plymouth County Retirement Board that if I work any further than my last birthday, which was in November, that I'm basically working for free. So I'm, you know, going to enjoy retirement and hand the job off to somebody else.
Now, when you say retire, are you going to really retire? Are you going to start a business? Are you going to just have some fun?
I'm going to retire in the sense that I'll be consulting for the town through the end of the fiscal year to make sure that the transition is smooth and that some of the priorities of the town I can assist with continue forward. And then I'll also be working as a lawyer as of counsel to a small firm dealing with representing individual families with special needs children that need legal work to help them attain the services that they need to address their issues.
That's terrific. And I know, just tell our listeners a little bit about your background, because not only have you been a town administrator, but you are an attorney and you've worked in that capacity for a number of other agencies and offices. And I think it's a pretty interesting background. Just give our listeners a little bit of your background.
Sure. My first job in with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was an assistant general counsel at the Department of Mental Health. I stayed there for several years, went into the State House where I was counsel to the Committee on Criminal Justice, working for State Senator Paul Harreld. And then I went to work at Bridgewater State Hospital for the Department of Corrections for 7 years at Bridgewater State Hospital as the senior litigation counsel there. I spent a couple of years at Department of Mental Health again as Director of Investigations under then Commissioner Mary Lou Sutters, who's now the Executive Secretary of Health and Human Services. Helped out Norfolk County as Mike Bellotti, when he became sheriff, as Director of Civil Process and Investigations there. Went back to the Department of Mental Retardation at the time, which is now Developmental Services, was Deputy General Counsel there, General Counsel for the Board of Registration and Medicine, and then back to Department of Correction as Director of Performance Measurement. At the same time, at night, I was a selectman in Braintree. I was then an assessor for 12 years, chair of the Charter Commission that changed the form of government in Braintree. And then when Braintree became a mayor council form of government, I became the mayor's first chief of staff and operations and later the town solicitor.
What do you think gave you this this urge or this mission to serve like this, to serve the community? What do you think pushed you towards that direction?
It really came from my parents. My first involvement in politics was at the local level. When I was 11 years old, my father ran for town meeting, and I stood in front of the polling place at my elementary school giving out index cards that we had handwritten out, pushing my dad for town meeting. Town meeting was elected in Braintree, and my dad finished 14th out of 24 people, and he got elected, and he was very proud of that. Then I was, when I was in high school, I was a precinct captain for selectmen races for people that were running in school committee races. I was, you know, in charge of going door to door. So then when I grew up, it was a natural transition when I got out of law school to come back to Braintree and get involved in town government. There's no other place where you can have an impact on the quality of life so easily than town government.
That's true. Now, you know, from all the politics that we cover here, what do you think, and don't be afraid to toot your own horn a little bit, what do you think were some of the things that you got done during your period of time in Norwell, starting back in 2015?
A lot of it was financially related. Really, the basis, in my view, everything starts with a solid financial foundation. You cannot deliver the services people want and need if you can't do it in a cost-effective way. So there were things that we had to control costs on, and it's not glamorous, but it's really essential. We had to control the cost of trash removal, and so we negotiated good contracts on that stabilized those costs. When I came in, health insurance was going up. It went up 26% in the first 2 years under the contract that we were under. I transitioned, or I led the transition, to a new joint health purchasing group that has reduced that increase down to the single digits over the last 5 years and really kept the town's finances stable. We've increased our reserves. We were really careful during COVID to stay within our means, not use our stabilization funds. We added to our stabilization funds. We've been paying off our pension and our post-employment benefits in a very aggressive manner in accordance with our actuarial reports. This is all dull stuff, but you don't get to deliver good services. You don't have good teachers. You don't have good schools, police, fire, and other services if you don't pay the bills the right way and control costs. So I put a lot of time into that. But that allowed us to do things like put a lot more money into roads and sidewalks. We've completed the Main Street sidewalk project. We've built a new library, which really was a testament of confidence that the public had in the town, because they passed an override by 75%. We're on the late stages of putting together the last financing for the highway barn to be built and to purchase a new building to house town hall, both under the levy without requiring a debt exclusion or an override. Those will both be on the ballot or on the town meeting agenda in January at the special town meeting. Those are things that we've been able to do because we've really watched our finances and kept ourselves in good stead.
Well, Normal always has a good reputation as being one of the best school districts probably in the state. I mean, when you hear people talking about moving there, it's like sometimes they'll consider, say, a town like Lexington and Norwell. So I think that speaks well for the district. And also, whenever you're putting out the call for volunteers, as we were talking a little bit off air, you've got an expert on just about every topic living in the town, and that's an important part of it,
that
too.
That is so true, and it goes back to years ago. There was a gentleman named Skip Joseph who said, our schools are our beaches. Other towns have beaches. We pride ourselves on our schools, and people come to Norwell to live because of our schools. And the school committee and the superintendent, Matt Keegan, have been wonderful to work with all the way throughout. And as you speak about volunteers, it really is true. We have subject matter experts on every area, whether it's finances, healthcare, aging, for a council on aging, you name it, whatever committee people volunteer for, they really, hold you, to the fire and make sure that you know what you're talking about. You can't snow a committee in Norwell and just say, trust me. You have to lay out the facts and make sense in order to get anything passed.
What do you think the two or three favorite projects that you worked on would be, if you had to just pick a few?
Well, the number one is if we can get town hall moved. That's huge, because the building is decrepit. It was used for a school for over 30 years and left 40 years ago, never really converted into a town hall. The third floor is condemned. The water isn't
just
suitable
a detail
to drink.
Yeah. I like that, throw that in. It's condemned. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a suitable building. There's only one meeting room that for residents to use. It's just not suitable. And we set out in February 2020, money was appropriated for a study for its renovation. $5 million was the target. When we looked at it, the condition of the building was so bad that we couldn't do it for under $12 million. So we went out on the street, put a request for proposals together. We got one response back. We can buy a building for $4.5 million, one-third of the cost of renovating the current building. So it's a decision that I think really will make a sea change for the town and a really positive, solid headquarters for town government that the residents and the people that volunteer can be proud of.
Was there any other particular anecdote or story that you think kind of exemplifies the spirit of the people in Norwell that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just think that every time there's a problem, there are volunteers that come forward to address it. There are snowstorms, there are, you know, the October storm last year that we were left to fend for ourselves mm-hmm. with, because it really hit Norwell and Cohasset and Hingham hard, and the rest of the state not as hard. Just the way that people worked through that was amazing. The fire chief, the police chief, the trees and grounds workers were absolutely incredible, and everybody just stuck with it. During COVID, my board in particular, all the select board members that I've worked with, Ellen Allen, Jason Brown, Allison DeMong, Greg McBride, Joe Rull, and Peter Smelly Sr. and Jr. have been just tremendous to work with. And Andy Reardon, I worked with as a fire chief and as a select board member. He's been so supportive, and so they've just been so dedicated to, and Bruce Graham, who's the chair now, so dedicated to the what they believe is in the best interest of Norwell. They may disagree about how to get there, but they are dedicated to what the best interest of Norwell is, and you can't ask for more than that as a resident or as a town administrator.
Well, that's terrific. It sounds like you've had a good run and you're enjoying it, and you're going to move on to the next phase of your career. And again, that's Peter Morin. We're going to put this interview up online. He is the town administrator in Norwell, retiring this week, it looks like, what you said, Thursday. And so glad you could share some moments with us, and thank you for always being so accessible to us to tell us about town government, working through the storms. I remember that October storm, which seemed to last for forever, but we know it wasn't forever. But you were great about keeping us in the loop about what was happening. So again, we thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you. And thank you to WATD. Through the time I've been here, you guys have been phenomenal in helping us get the word out about what's happening in Norwell, how people could get involved, and to give them accurate and fast information. You can't ask for more from a local media outlet, and you guys have been terrific to deal with all the way through.
Oh, thank you very much. You really, really do appreciate that.